20 Years After, The D'Artagnan Series, Part 2, by Alexandre Dumas, read by Brian Godwin. Chapter 1, The Shade of Cardinal Richelieu. In a splendid chamber in the Palace Royal, formerly styled the Palace Cardinal, a man was sitting in deep reverie, his head supported on his hands, leaning over a gilt and inlaid table which was covered with letters and papers. Behind this figure glowed a vast fireplace alive with leaping flames. Great logs of oak blazed and crackled on the polished brass andirons, whose flicker shone upon the superb habiliments of the lonely tenant of the room, which was illumined grandly by twin candelabra rich with wax lights. Anyone who happened at that moment to contemplate that red samar, the gorgeous robe of office, and the rich lace, or who gazed on that pale brow, bent in anxious meditation, might, in the solitude of that apartment, combined with the silence of the antechambers and measured paces of the guards upon the landing place, have fancied that the shade of Cardinal Richelieu lingered still in his accustomed haunt. It was, alas, the ghost of former greatness. France enfeebled, the authority of her sovereign contemned, her nobles returning to their former turbulence and insolence, her enemies within her frontiers, all proved the great Richelieu no longer in existence. In truth, that the red simar which occupied the wonted place was his no longer, was still more strikingly obvious from the isolation which seemed, as we have observed,